We make do.
That's fine.
We make do. What's going on, Fairtime?
We're getting ready. We've got cleanup day Saturday. So I noticed last night when I was out there, they've been working on the arena already. And we're just really excited to get things going and get everything set up and ready for next week.
So exciting. We've got a great carnival this year.
Yes.
That's been a big talk. I think you posted a video. How many views did that thing end up getting? Like a million?
I don't remember. It was like 80,000 or something.
We want
crazy.
All those people to come to the fair. We want your
I was like,
admission.
Please change the video to something else now.
Jacqueline then went viral.
Oh my gosh, no.
Well, it is a big deal, and you know, rural communities embrace their fair. I hope a lot of people do show up for cleanup day because Meredith and I were talking off the air a while ago. You know, I think we have the best fair board in the state of Kentucky, and if we can get some more people to pitch in and help, it would
absolutely
take a load off you all.
We always need volunteers. And normally cleanup day, you know, we start around 7:30 in the morning. Lots of just cleaning up little things, hanging the banners, things like that, just checking on stuff and making sure everything's running properly. Honestly, we're usually done by lunchtime or a little after. So it's not a bad day if we've got plenty of people helping.
Right. Well, cleanup day is easier than it used to be, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Because the fairgrounds is in really good shape.
We took on some pretty big jobs painting and building some things in the past. But, you know, now cleanup day is pretty simple. It's just kind of just the cosmetic stuff that we want everything to look as good as
sure.
It can be.
We have visitors coming in. We want Brent County to shine.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we've talked about this for years, but one of our favorite stories is the year that Tony Logue, who has blown up and got big. I'm glad the people that got to see him.
Absolutely.
We can't afford him now. he said, "You all have the most beautiful fairgrounds." He goes, "Everybody at the gate was great to us. You all are the friendliest people in the world. And you have the prettiest fairgrounds." He's like, "Way prettier than ours in Benton." I was like, "Well, yeah.
Wow.
Of course.
That's great. That's a huge compliment."
So, you know, people are coming in. I think everybody we've ever had to come play has commented on the shape of the fairgrounds, the friendliness and warmth of the fair board and the people in the county.
Sure.
And so let's continue that.
Absolutely. And, you know, we don't have a large fairgrounds, which sometimes poses a problem because we would like to have more events, different events. But we work with what we have, and we try to pack those 4 days full of things so that everybody gets their money's worth.
More events adding all the time, too. You got new stuff this year.
We've added some stuff even after the schedules went out. You know, I'm really excited about bingo. This is something we've talked about for several years, and it's just fun. All of the proceeds are going to St. Romuald School, so we're really pumped about that. I think that'll be a huge fundraiser for them, and we want people to come in and play and enjoy their time and, you know, get to see each other.
Sure.
And just have fun.
It's going to be great. I want to mention, you know, back to, and I don't want to talk about music the whole time. Sarah Beth Brewer, one of the newest members of the CMA, and
yes.
Josie, award winner, going to be at the fair Friday night.
Friday
see her.
Yeah.
I hope she gets bigger because I'd like for her to pay me more.
I'm really looking forward to that. I've heard a lot of good things about her. Really looking forward to the music Friday and Saturday night.
Les Masters Saturday night.
Yeah.
Fantastic show, everything from new country, old country, southern rock, and they do it right.
Mm-hmm.
Les is a picky guy, and I was so glad they had room on their schedule.
Oh, me
us,
too.
So.
Me too. You know, we all like to listen to some good music, and it'll be nice to have it there after the Derby.
Right there in the party barn.
Yep, in the party barn.
The boogie barn. Plenty of room to dance. We strongly encourage dancing.
Oh, absolutely. We want everybody to have a good time.
So we got derbies coming up. We got all kinds of cool stuff. Cornhole going to do?
We're not doing cornhole this
okay.
year. We've talked about it maybe next year. Again, bring that back. You know, we've got the KOI drag racing. The guys on the fair board are doing an obstacle course race on Wednesday
awesome.
Night. That's what has started being built in the arena at
I
the
saw
moment.
That van.
Yeah, I actually drove out to the fairgrounds when I saw that picture because I was like, oh my gosh, what are they doing?
Folks, I'm going to tell you, get on the fair board just to be on the text thread. It is the funny. I look forward to it every day.
They scared me a little bit, so I took a drive and went and looked at it. And I really think it's going to be neat when it's done. you know, it's kids, adults, four-wheelers, side-by-sides, beater with a heater, bring it out, have some fun. Just a fun event for the community and for the kids, you know, to get out there and run around.
And we are kicking off Wednesday.
Yes.
So a week from today, the fair starts. What's our admission looking like? What time is about everything going to start?
Wednesday, $10 gate admission. 36 inches and under are free all week. Keep that in mind. But we've got Wednesday, you know, the carnival and everything will open around 5. The gates open around 4 o'clock. We've got feuding at the fair, which is always a huge event. Juanita does a fantastic job with that. Bingo Wednesday night, and then the UTV, ATV, off-road obstacle course that evening at 7 in the main arena. And then Thursday, we've got Senior Citizen Day. Bingo again. We've got wrestling in the main pavilion and then the KOI drag racing.
Now, Meredith's wrestling Thursday night, isn't she?
I heard that, actually.
Mm-hmm. She's taking on her arch nemesis, King Kong Bundy.
I've been stretching my hip out already.
We've actually got wrestling two nights this year because it was such a big hit last year. So Thursday and Friday night in the main pavilion, they're awesome. Going to have wrestling. And they do a great job of putting on that show. I think it'll be a really fun event. Friday and Saturday, we've even got Cow Patty Bingo. That's a new thing.
That's good stuff.
Elizabeth's taking care of that. And so that's just going to be a fun addition. And we've got, you know, the beer barn and music Friday and Saturday. That'll be open. We've got barbecue competition, dessert competition, just a lot of things for everybody to really come out and enjoy the evening, enjoy the week. I do realize it's the first week of school, but I think we really need everybody's support. We think that this new carnival is going to be fantastic for
us.
It's
a good way to get back into the school year, too. It reminds me, because I'm old.
Yeah.
My fair was always in August.
Well, that's true. So it is a little different. It is a change, but we're going to try it. But we do need the community support to come out so that this carnival can make a decision of do we stay with them? Do we do long-term, you know, discussions and negotiations? You know, and we're trying them out, too.
Sure.
Do we like them? Is it somebody that we want to keep? And I really think that this is a good family-owned operation that we're all really going to like.
Great. Well, we're praying for a great turnout, great weather. I know the fair board has worked relentlessly since the last day of the fair last year. It never stops. And, you know, we're proud of you all. Thank you.
We have a lot of really great people on the fair board that have diverse capabilities and, you know, expertise in different areas, and that helps a lot.
It's fantastic, and it's a wonderful thing.
You know, and don't forget, Saturday morning is the Farm to Fork breakfast. That was a huge event last year, a great way to start up that event, something we'd been wanting to do for a long, long time, and the food was amazing. Mm-hmm. And then once you get done with the breakfast, you can go watch the parade.
Fantastic.
So.
I love it. Well, Jacqueline, thank you. I know you're a busy lady, and you ain't seen nothing yet. So we'll catch up with you again, or maybe do a call-in or something. Then we'll be hanging out all next week.
Absolutely.
And it's going to be a great time, Breckenridge County Fair. It's here, folks. Get out, support your community. There might be a Bobby sighting. He's big enough now where he's going to really – you know, last year at the fair, he's kind of got packed around and everybody –
Sure.
You know, now he's wild. So it's gonna be fun, and that makes it, you know.
Oh, that's what it's all about.
Watching those generations change hands and do Brett County stuff.
That's exactly what it's about. Is this, we're doing this for the kids, and the best we can do, the more we can do for our kids and our families. That's what we're trying to accomplish.
That's exactly right. So, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.